Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
At 20 minutes to 10, good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, Christmas? I can't believe it, Christmas.
Oh, no. I was just looking at my diary. I think it's 5 weeks away, 5.5 weeks away. Yes. Well, while many of us are still busy trying to get our plum puddings and Christmas cakes made, I was talking to a young cheesemaker up in the Tweed Valley area of northern New South Wales this week. She's busy making a reblochon cheese, which requires almost as much attention as looking after a toddler, and she's hoping it's going to be just perfect by Christmas Day. It's got to be soft and creamy on the inside with a nutty aftertaste, she tells me.
Wait a minute, what is reblochon?
It's a French-style cheese. It's a washed rind cheese.
Okay.
It's one of those smelly ones, but has the most delicious flavour. And I think you'll be aware that a lot of people, including one of your other daughters, are very keen on cheese-making these days. Lots and lots of cheese-making classes have sprung up all over the place. There's one at Northbridge here in Sydney, and I went to one out at Mudgee a while ago at Leaning Oak Dairy. Become very, very popular. And actually, I thought it was rather a good idea for a Christmas gift. And she's running these classes at the end of November in the Burringbar Town Hall as part of the Tweedy Food Fest. It starts on November the 29th, runs for 4 days until Sunday. But she's not just making... she's making a reblochon for herself for Christmas. But she can teach you how to make all sorts of different cheeses, halloumi, brie, ricotta, yogurt, which is easy. I mean, that could make rather a nice gift for someone. Goat's cheese feta. She also shows people how to make butter. Did you ever make butter on the farm?
Oh, all the time.
Yes. Okay. Look, it's something that most of us who buy it from the supermarket don't know how to do. In fact, but she says you need pure cream and you put it into a jar with a tight lid on it and shake it, and it's ready when the solid butter separates from the buttermilk, and then you can use the buttermilk in your cooking.
I got to tell you, I didn't enjoy doing it. I usually did it as a punishment.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I didn't know that you used to make butter. There you go.
Well, there you are. You didn't know. I lived on a farm. That's what you had to do.
Maybe you can make me some butter for Christmas.
I wouldn't suggest it. I thought you were going to tell me edible gift. Now, a lot of boys don't necessarily like cheese. I want something sweet.
Oh, something sweet, of course. Well, my edible Christmas gift classes are coming up after the kids leave school on December 17th, 19th and the 21st. I've got lots of lovely sweet things. We've got Christmas angels and bells and trees, and we've got gingerbread men. I've also got gingerbread cockatoos, because we do live in Australia. Shortbread, hedgehog slice, chocolate fudge, lollipops, white Christmas and Christmas bark. We're doing a selection of those in each of the cooking classes, and as I said, once the schools are broken up, I'm running them on the 17th, 19th and the 21st of December. All the information's on my webpage, and the Tweedy Food Fest, if you live up in northern New South Wales or are heading up that direction, it starts on November the 29th, goes to December the 2nd, and lots of cooking classes being held up there in the Moolumbah Showground as well.
And I'm right in saying that people really appreciate something that's been especially made for them.
Really, especially these days. You know, so much crass, you know, materialism, commercialism surrounding Christmas. I think something handmade makes all the difference.
Okay, now have you got a special recipe on your website for us today?
Well, I do, actually. I have a 30-minute mozzarella, which you can have a go at home. It requires really good quality cow's milk, some fresh citric acid and some rennet. That's all you need. And then the instructions are on my webpage. So have a go at that. See how you go, and maybe you can give that to someone for Christmas.
And the website address is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.